Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim isn't here, but we're still bringing awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. Tim is on paternal leave, I guess you could say, even though he's not getting paid here. Laywood just dropped my mic, but it's okay. Laywood is happy, healthy, and home. And Layla was born a week ago now, I think. Definitely a week ago. They just got home from the hospital today. Tim is happy as all get out. He hasn't used a word less than perfect to describe Layla. We want to wish him the best. Congratulations to both Edna and him. Layla is going to be loved for a long, 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 long time by more people than she realizes. They need any help, we got the back. Loving and thinking about you. Hope you can come back soon, Tim. Hope you can get a full night's sleep sometime soon as well. But we still got to bring that positive news. Got a few changes on the way. Numero one being, we hear everyone telling us they want more positive news stories. We used to do these 2 days a week. We're doing them one time a week now. But you know, we're here for the people. So we'll be right back giving you these episodes twice a week, audio versions. We're also going to try to switch these up, our episodes, move them to Mondays, focus on our interviews. Got a couple of great interviews coming. So just some small changes, but nothing major. We're experimenting. We're trying to spread that positivity, get it to as many people as possible. Speaking of positivity, in honor of Tim, since he isn't here, my first story is a dog story. It's about a damn good doggo. Doggo's name is Sasha. It's a pit bull. And in the middle of the night, it was barking extremely loudly and was running and jumping and banging into the back door. Their owner was, her name's Nana. Can't pronounce her last name. And she was living by herself with her 7-month-old daughter. She got up. She's like, "What is this crazy dog doing at 2 a.m? I gotta sleep." When she goes to the door, she realizes what Sasha was barking about. Their duplex condo was on fire. So she runs in to grab her 7-month-old daughter. But Sasha had already run in the condo duplex. One of those two things. Picked up the baby by the diaper, was already carrying the baby out. So she grabbed the 7-month-old, and then Nana grabbed the 7-month-old, and she got both the daughter and Sasha out of there. Sasha has been credited with saving both of their lives. I think it's absolutely awesome. Tim loves dog stories, so that one's for you, man. My kind of stories are stories about statistics because, you know, that's what I relate to. That's what my life's about right now in physics class. And A&W Canada is using, I guess their number is zero because they're eliminating plastic straws from all of their restaurants, as is IKEA. They're eliminating all their single-use plasticware. Their statement is basically there's a lot of plastic waste going into our oceans, going into our water, going into just landfills. And we don't want to contribute to that. And I think it's absolutely awesome. Hats off and do-rags off to them. It's a great thing. McDonald's is doing it in other countries. All sorts of businesses are eliminating single-use plastic straws. Hopefully in a few years, that will be a thing of the past. And I think it's absolutely awesome. I also have a positive story that I just lost somehow. Oh, here it is. It's about another lady whose name I can't pronounce because it's not the positive truth if we're not butchering names. Her name is Emmanuel, and I cannot pronounce her last name, Trigano. She was a special education teacher in Dumont, New Jersey. And when she died in 2011, she left her savings to help some of the people who meant the most to her, her special education students. Basically, her and her husband had saved up a lot of money. And yeah, they donated $1 million for special needs in her in Dumont. It's going to be a $25,000 scholarship that comes, that's going to be given out every year for a long time. They've been doing it for a while. We're just now hearing about it, so that's why I'm talking about it. Her husband died in 1998, but they had saved and they had made enough money where she never had to work. But Emmanuel was so passionate about special needs, special education. She worked basically for free and then took all that money, put it into the savings, and now she's donating it back to the kids. There's nothing more awesome than that. Great teachers doing great things. It's one of the most positive things you'll ever hear. And we do stories like that all the time here on The Positive Truth. But since Tim's not here, I'm not going to knock out like 20 of them. We'll wait till he gets back. Since we are midway through the podcast, we got to talk about our sponsors. Trifecta OKC, Hubbly Bubbly OKC. Hubbly Bubbly OKC is the best place, the best hookah lounge in Oklahoma City. I would suggest the world, but you know I haven't been everywhere. They also do great food. And they focus on art. They have art competitions. They do music shows. It's absolutely awesome. I don't do hookah, but I love good food and I love good music. And that's what Hubbly Bubbly OKC does. Trifecta OKC is the best shisha in Oklahoma City. They're great places to be. They basically pay for our video version, so we really appreciate them. We also like to take time to focus on what we try to do to spread some positivity. We make shirts, they're black and gray. All proceeds go to the Positive Tomorrows OKC for homeless children, Rain for Sexual Assault Prevention, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to stop suicide, which means, I mean, it's needed now more than ever. Their shirts are black and gray, they're just $20. We donate all the proceeds, like I just said. If you want a free t-shirt and we still donate the money, give us a 5-star review on iTunes with a comment, and or you can get 10 people to like our Facebook page, 10 people to like our Instagram, follow our Instagram, it's awesome. 10 people to like the YouTube. Basically, if you subscribe to any of our stuff, like and share, that helps us out so much. We're trying to spread this positivity, and we're willing to give money away to good causes to help with this positivity and to help us out. It's absolutely awesome. I feel like I butchered that, but you know, I think you get the point. We also like to take just 30 seconds and challenge everyone that's listening to just be calm, be still, and be grateful. A lot of times in the rush of life, we're stressed, overworked, underpaid, feeling overwhelmed. You turn on the TV, it's nothing but fear and hatred. A lot of just negativity in the news. We're not trying to be any of that. We truly believe that if you just take 30 seconds out of your day, just realize all the things you're grateful for, you can do a lot for your positive mind state. One thing I want to be grateful for today is the people around me that have helped me. One of our greatest cognitive biases and logical fallacies is that our success is only because of us and our failures are because of everyone around us, when that couldn't be true at all. One of my favorite rappers, Ali, said, "I am who I am because somebody loved me." And that couldn't be more true for me as it is for all of us. I'm here because my parents loved me. I'm here because my teachers took care of me. I'm here because my friends looked out for me. I'm here for people because people I don't even know, strangers, that looked out for me and helped me in and throughout my life. My hard work has paid part in that, but I'm here because people loved and cared about me. And these positive people are doing positive things that just aren't being talked about. So I just want to take my time, be grateful for them, challenge everyone listening to do the same. And now back to the positive news stories. Since I just talked about basically positive people and positive family, my next story is about Instagram, social media, and being used in a positive way. Again, Tim would really like this. It's a grandpa leaving with his son, his wife, his son's wife, and his two grandkids in Brazil. But they all moved to South Korea. And him and his wife weren't going to be able to move for like 8 months. So his grandson, being smart, being tech savvy, was like, "Grandpa, you like to draw. You should take your drawings, post them on Instagram, and that way we can stay connected." So he taught his grandpa how to do that. So every day his grandpa would draw them a picture. And their grandma would tell a story with it. Sometimes it would be a story about their day. Sometimes it would be a life lesson. Sometimes it would be family history. But they were basically just children's stories. And they uploaded them to Instagram at drawings_for_my_grandchildren. I butchered that. My_grandchildren. So drawings for my grandchildren on Instagram. But he kept it as a public profile. And then whenever his grandsons got it, they would translate these stories from Korean to English and Portuguese. Portuguese. I'm butchering all the words. Need Tim to support me. And what happened was, since their profile was public, everyone that came to their page would like look at these drawings and see these pictures and read these stories. And it connected a lot of people. It has over 300,000 followers on Instagram right now. The grandpa is living with his grandkids. They moved already to South Korea, but they still do this because these drawings and these stories are just spreading so much positivity in so many people's lives. It's connected their family even more, and I think it's absolutely awesome. We only hear about the negative side effects of social media. We only see the insults about politics, but there's a lot of great things going on that we just take for granted. Another thing we take for granted is maternity morbidity rate in America. And in India, they don't take it for granted. And they've had a 22% drop since 2010 in maternal mortality rate. I think that's absolutely awesome. 22% drop is basically crazy. The progress is just incredible. And of the 62, basically they've had 63 million pregnant women and less than 600 have died. Compare that to where it was in the thousands. So shout out to India, doing great things. And I had another positive news story that I cannot seem to find. Here it is. So it's a 6-year-old, right? We love kids. We truly believe kids are amazing. Youth are doing positive things every single day. And this 6-year-old made $1,900 working at a lemonade stand to buy dolls for sick kids after she spent many days in the hospital due to kidney issues. Basically, this 6-year-old, her name is, totally lost it, pulling it up right now. Her name is Brinley Williams, and she's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're based out of Oklahoma City, so this is absolutely awesome. And she had kidney issues, and whenever she spent, you know, weeks in the hospital, she was like, "I miss my dolls, I miss my friends." And what she was like, "Whenever I get out of here, I'm going to do a lemonade stand, and I'm going to give back to the kids that don't have dolls here." And that's exactly what she did at 6 years old. It's absolutely awesome. It just shows you how kind and amazing our children are. And there are positive things going on every single day with our kids in this world. We do them all the time. If you go back and listen to our episodes, we've been doing these for like a year and a half. We have a positive story about a kid every single week, sometimes more than one. The youth are doing awesome. Believe in the youth, encourage them. They're morally better than ever. I know you never hear about it, but that's what we're here for. And I think I'm out of positive news stories. This isn't as fun with Tim not being here. Hopefully Tim gets back soon. If you want to support the podcast, please like our Facebook page, follow us on social media, give us a 5-star review on iTunes with a comment. Follow our YouTube, that helps us out so much. We're just trying to spread some positivity. We're not getting paid for this. We really believe the world's a better place. And we got all kinds of news stories to back it. you don't believe us, go look in the archives. We got all sorts of uplifting and positive news. In honor of Tim, I got a quote. The most powerful weapon is a prepared mind. So take this prepared mind and this positivity and go conquer the week. We'll be back soon. We're out. Stay positive.